handle the truth. Truth.
Okay, as we say this time every week, this is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. P.J. Barden is my name, and we're here on this Saturday, 15th of June, 2019. And still reeling from the death of Al Whitney. It's shocking, truly shocking. I'll do a piece later on, a mini tribute to Al, but in this first piece, but truly shocking. And as I say, every week I try to see, do I need to tone down on it? Yes, but no. Worse and worse and worse at a rapid pace. It's getting worse every week, the attack on us. Every single week. And you may have heard John Stadtmuller dealing with that piece where this direct attack on children and built into a federal program, the LGBT thing of attacking even young semi-infants, three-year-olds, five-year-olds, eight-year-olds, whatever, fifth grade is in America, no age, 8 to 11, is it? Right through the system. This is vicious, and John Stadtmuller, quite rightly, he got very annoyed because he's aligned with some very good people now, the Eagle Forum and other people who we interviewed during the week, but that I will not let go of either. Every week we'll keep going on that. Where are the men in this country, in Britain, and it's going on in Britain as well. Not on the scale that's going on in America, but where are the men to stand up on this? Go to these school boards and take them over, take them back. It's your school, it's your government, you are the government. As John says on that flagship piece, he does on RBN, I'll name it now in a second, but there's too much data going through my mind. But it is shocking, and the appalling snitching of Facebook, Google, and Twitter, and there's a piece we'll play later on as well from an outstanding journalist in Ireland. She's a flagship, she's been 20 years an investigative journalist, quite a young woman, she's probably in the early 40s now, Gemma O'Doherty, and Twitter have deleted her, so she's done this to Google as well. I'll just explain the situation in Ireland. The European headquarters of Google is in Dublin, in Ireland. The European headquarters of Twitter's Dublin. Facebook have a major operation going there, and also Microsoft, all in Dublin, because they've got virtually tax-free status there for a few lousy jobs, and they have a globalist in power, their man, which they control, and he's a creature, all right, Leo Varadkar, and he announces himself as being a globalist, and Ireland is now overrun with massive immigration of the wrong kind of people who are not compatible with the country. And these political correctness disease has invaded the Irish government, Irish society, the police, and everything else. But she's a very courageous woman, Gemma O'Doherty. But that's in a few minutes' time. But this LGBT thing being forced on children, these Silicon Valley companies, social media companies, taking over situations. And actually, the worst of all this week, Trump. I'm 100% finished with Trump. Where he has given free rein with no regulations whatsoever on GMO companies and GMO foods. Right These people own him. He's an absolute disgrace. And I'd love to hear our colleague on this station, and I have to raise it, Jake Kelso, on the Trump phenomenon, what he's going to say on his next program on that. One program has gone by already. I missed it yesterday. But this happened on Thursday, I think. But I would like to know what he's going to say and do about this. I really would. Questions for James Kelso? I've quite a few. But this situation, it's like being in the trenches and coming out of the trenches and being machine-gunned politically, socially, morally, and on every level. It's now got up to a speed that's just shocking. And people lying down, playing dead, afraid, having been boxed in with political correctness, and all of this kind of thing is just truly, truly shocking. We are surrounded. And the media, well, they're a total write-off. The mainstream media are part and parcel of this. And Trump is halfway into the Patriot agenda and halfway out. It won't be long till he's out completely, and he'll be out of office. Because there is this other woman, now to dredge up her name now, of the vast amount of stuff I have to keep fresh in my mind, who is a possible candidate against him. I'll come to that in the second hour. There may be an alternative to Trump. But Dave Hodges saying he's going to support him, And Mike Adams, who has made the running on all the major issues and forced the White House into a lot of situations where Trump is beginning to look, and I only mean look, at Silicon Valley and these companies who are now trying to run society and decide who should have a say and who should be silenced. Facebook, Twitter, Google, YouTube. It is just beyond words. Even one year ago, I would not... could not have envisaged this getting so bad. It really is. Attack on children, attack on schools, attack on your existence, your right to speak, free speech. I mean, these are the fundamentals of fundamentals being viciously attacked on every single level. And the police state in Britain, a few things about that today. And the NHS in Britain, Ian R. Crane, you'll see his videos on, he does Humanity versus Insanity. That's a long-term series he does. He does very good interviews with people. He's the people who have been supporting Mark Steele on the 5G thing. Mark G is a North of England electronics engineer and knows exactly what 5G is. And his, if you want to know about 5G, there's some short ones, there's some very long ones, some documentaries. But Mark Steele is doing meetings around the country in the UK, informing people, and it is beginning to raise quicker than I thought, terrifically, largely down to Mark Steele and Ian Crane. Ian Crane is the guy who buried fracking in the UK, and as he said, that was the nursery campaign for this one. He's right, it really is. But this thing of cutting down trees to facilitate 5G in the city of Sheffield, they've cut down 5,000 trees. 5,000! Right? Just shocking. Just shocking. But anyway, getting back to Al Whitney, I'm still reeling from that. I know and got to know her over the last 2 years. I rang her about a fundraising thing in Easter 2017, and I rang her many times about different issues about what she was covering, what I was covering. And I have to tell you that Deborah Tavares is absolutely wiped out and shocked and devastated by the death of Al Whitney. But she was a truly outstanding person, very genuine person, very sensitive person, and she wrecked her own health helping other people. She was a trauma recovery nurse, if that's the right title in America, and she stayed at that too long, and she wrecked her own health. And up to 6 months ago, she had severe deep vein thrombosis, a lot of ailments. Her husband is a retired doctor. He had a heart condition. And she's dealing with a lot of situations, and then pancreatic cancer wiped her out very, very quickly. And that's a classic case. When that's detected, it's almost too late. But parallel to that, I'll come to another program, is an interview with, it's, I think I did play it last week, 2 weeks ago, where Gemma Doherty interviews David Noakes and Lynn Tyer, the two people who came up with this. I misnamed it the last time, GCMAF. I misnamed it in the last program, sorry about that. And it is a they treated 9,000 people and got complete and total cures with 7,500 people. The other people who died later on had other very, very severe complex health problems. And so their success rate was 70 to 80%. The success rate with chemotherapy is less than 3%. And these people have been threatened with jail in Britain and in France on behalf of GlaxoSmithKline because you're not allowed to use the word cure, right? The British government and the French government protecting GlaxoSmithKline. How about that? That is criminality on a shocking level. It's an attack on just about everything we stand for. But anyway, I just come to... The thing I wanted to say about Al Whitney, I'll just play a piece of music. She'll play the relevant, very good piece at the end of our program. And Ken has it there. That in bring it up now in a minute. The highest compliment I can say is she tried to raise people up out of their stupor, their problems, their suffering, and the highest thing I can say about it. She tried to raise people up, etc., and left herself last. Shocking. But anyway, we have a piece of music by Martin Herkens, a fantastic singer from Holland, and it's called You Raise Me Up, and Ken is going to pull it up now. It's on YouTube, and do listen to it. It's a tremendous piece of music. But as a small little tribute to Al Whitney. And I'm sure he's got it.
Raise me up to more. raise me up to more than I can be.
Yeah. Okay. Now that's a tremendous guy's street singer in Holland, but the only thing I could thought was relevant to put up is a tribute to Al Whitney. But to prove that this carry on is going on all the social media attack it. I mean, they're using the word racist. They are the most vicious racists ever encountered, second only to the Nazis. What they're putting out, and they're twisting the minds of young people on Facebook and Twitter every day of the week. And I'll come to a piece now in a few minutes that, well, probably after the break, that Gemma O'Doherty invaded their premises in Dublin. But just read this piece about Netflix goes all in for pedophilia with Dancing Queen series that glorifies the sexualization of children. And Ethan Huff is writing this piece. He's saying, opening the floodgates of the normalization of child exploitation and pedophilia is none other than the far-left media streaming service Netflix, which has reportedly renewed a second season of grotesque and utterly depraved original show called Dancing Queen that features underage boys dressed in drag dancing around with LGBT perverts like it was no big deal. That series on Netflix reportedly centers around a drag queen dancer teacher from Mesquite, Texas, named Alicia Edwards, real name Justin Dwayne Lee Johnson. Yeah, right. Who, under the guise of exposing the next generation of youth to the arts, openly grooms innocent prepubescent children into her drag queen lifestyle. I presume these people would call themselves change agents. They're another vile bunch stalking schools in Britain and America. The show's purpose on Netflix, of course, is to further mainstream the idea that it's completely normal for adults to sexualize underage children, and specifically underage boys, into all sorts of LGBT perversion and pride, because it's all good fun, right? This is what one of the flyers say. However, to anyone with a conscience, the fact that such a show is even being made at all, let alone being pushed on 139 million Netflix subscribers, 139 million, and viewers worldwide, many of whom are children themselves, proves that we are on the brink of some pretty serious divine judgment, at least if history is any indicator, remembers as Sodom and Gomorrah. For more stories like this one, be sure to check out evil.news. I presume that's a site that catalogues this list of perversions. And as I was saying to somebody the other day, I think I said on this program last week, Disney have built in appalling sexual innuendo into a lot of their cartoons for children over the number of years. And there was somebody on the network, I'm trying to find them, who was calibrating all this stuff and building a report on it. And hopefully I'll be able to pick that up soon. I have some threads of leads that will bring me back to that. But Disney, Netflix, Google, in their and these algorithms which they have now to really nail the coffin of truth and information, and blackening and destroying people at the same time. Okay, we'll go to this first break, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
And we're coming back in for the first break today, and we have a lot of stuff lined up. All of this massive, to say to Ken there, it's just a deluge. It's now a deluge. Every week I'm overrun with stuff. We're being attacked on every level, on multiple levels, and children being attacked now. Shocking, and we're going to cover this every week. Definitely, I know I fall down on some promises other weeks about people. I now have the capacity, thanks to Dave, at Crucial Nonsense, we can do interviews during the week with people. But anyway, I'll play a piece now. Jim O'Doherty's outstanding. I met her at AV10 and the famous convention in Britain, which is fantastic. Deborah Tavares was there, Dubain was there, and Mark Seal was there. Fantastic. Best day of my life. I was only there for one of the 3 days. But Jim O'Doherty, who is an outstanding, stood for election, etc., and been attacking. She's a small little woman, girl, she's 39, 40, but she's been 20 years pursuing crime and corruption in government, and Twitter cut her off this week. So Ken is going to play a piece where she highlights why she has occupied the offices of Twitter in the European headquarters in Dublin, and it's coming up now.
We only have two demands.
What's the two? One.
That Twitter, Sinead McSweeney, former head of Garda Communications and head of communications for the PSNI, desist from threatening violence against me and all other journalists, exposing corruption at the highest levels of this state and VIP paedophiles. My second demand is that all paedophile accounts be removed from Twitter, who are using our country and our capital city as a base to throw out their filth. And the number of child sexual abuse accounts that are on Twitter is truly frightening. We have two demands. I will not be leaving here until such time as Sinead McSweeney removes all of this filth. but in particular removes the death threats against me and the threats of violence against me. It's a simple
as you can see.
Okay. Yeah, it was 1 minute, 8 seconds. That's it was quite right. She took them on that. And she was in there for 6 hours. And she had a lot of support from other guys who blogger, like Gran Torino, who is Rowan Croft, who does a very good video, walking around the cities. And we now have the same thing in Ireland, sanctuary cities. Cork City is a sanctuary city. And it's a hellhole now. Shocking. Like, Ireland's a small country, 4.5 million people, and 19% of the population in 20 years are now immigrants. Half of them are just not compatible with the country. And we have Muslim temples in Clonskee in Dublin. That's where she was born, Gemma O'Doherty. And it's about 50 of them around the country, in Ireland. Right? Can you believe that? And they're being sponsored by the worst form of Islam, which is coming out of Saudi Arabia, Wahhabi, and they're being funded by the Saudi Arabians. And this cluck, this disgusting creature, Leo Varadkar, who's the Prime Minister, Taoiseach, as it's called there, of Ireland, is, he's quite happy with that. He's quite happy with that. And the country falling apart, but she does very good. She was a candidate in the European elections, only got 6,000-7,000 votes, but she used it as a great campaigning base to do daily walk-arounds of Dublin City, which is a constituency she was standing in. But she covers the whole country. She's one from Wicklow today. If you want to, go on YouTube and Gemma O'Doherty. She has a channel there, or as long as it's going to be left up. But she can always move to brighteon.com if they pull that out from under her. But she's an outstanding, courageous woman. She had two bodyguards with her, two blokes that were there, and they didn't try to throw her out. They just were trying to wore her out, and what they did is they locked the toilets the minute she got in there, right? But she managed to stay in there for 6 hours and finally left, but she said she will be going back to occupy, with a large amount of people, Twitter headquarters. She did it to Google, and I think they reinstated some things for her. But Mike Adams had the same trouble, and they were going after Mike Adams again. But that's just to highlight two... one is a tribute to Al Whitney, and that one to Gemma O'Doherty fighting back. But she does interviews on her nightly blog. She hasn't got one tonight or yesterday. She's taking a rest. But she's interviewed Ian Crane, who's a tough-looking nut, but he is the brains behind the destruction of fracking in Britain. And he does a fantastic piece showing how the globalists attacked Ireland as of 2008. And boy, did they do it correctly with multinational companies and with this immigration and they're financing some of the bent politicians in Ireland. And it's easy to pick up some of them, as it is everywhere. But it is very fast-moving stuff indeed. But again, half the country in a trance, and they have chlorine in the water in Ireland now. Chlorinated water, which I think is dumbing down the politicians. Where I live in this part of the UK, where there isn't chlorine in the water, I don't drink any of the municipal water anyway. But it's the propaganda, the world of brainwashing and propaganda, and especially with young people. I mean, they can't think straight. These snowflakes now in America have cottoned onto the word, and 1,000 definitions put under them in Facebook, and that socialism is the answer to everything. I know Lark is on about, it is communitarianism, but that becomes academic with people telling them that. We are where we are, and we're being attacked, and the situation is in a gargantuan mess, and people are getting poorer and poorer, and the economy has been taken away from us. I've been at this for 35, 40 years. I could see that the multinationals were getting out of control. I could see, and I worked for a lot of them, in 1984, 85, they were getting too much power. I couldn't believe there was anything rising up to attack them and put them in their place. But this Agenda 21, 2020, 2030 of the United Nations and sustainability, there's 60 years work gone into it. 60 years, right? Right back down to the time of JFK, where he warned about secret organizations and the military-industrial complex, as did Eisenhower. But anyway, so we'll go to the bottom of the hour break, and we've a lot of stuff to do today on this, and we'll be back in a few minutes, okay?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Break, and I just continue on the thing I was doing on Netflix, and then I go on next to the Facebook secret hate agent formula. It's on the RBN website as well, but I'll read it through. But just continuing on that Netflix thing, which is the perversion of children, and they're going at it full steam. I just don't know how people are just can watch this going on. 129 million subscribers, it's crap. And it says, if you care about protecting innocent children from LGBTQ and all the rest of it, perversion, you'll cancel your Netflix subscription immediately. I mean, who would pay a subscription to this crap? And it's not just Dancing Queen that corrupting the minds of Netflix viewers into accepting pedophilia and sexualization of young children. Netflix is also promoting another, even more perverse show called Big Mouth that in many ways makes Dancing Queen seem tame. And goes on to say, as reported by Freedom Project Media, Big Mouth contains all sorts of extreme profanity and grotesque immorality and perversion, despite being an unanimated series that presumably appeals to children. This is going on in Disney as well. The constant portrayal of young children's genitals and similar imagery makes it self-evidently unsuitable for adults as well. Freedom Project Media further explains, in short, it is unsuitable for anyone but the most depraved minds. Yeah, the real goal appears to be to corrupt and sexualize more young children. This is the type of filth that Netflix regards as appropriate entertainment for the masses these days, which means if you disagree or still subscribe to Netflix, then it's certainly time to log in and hit cancel subscription and never look back. Yeah, well, people are probably congenitally stupid if they're not doing that. While perhaps not as extreme as the Desmond is Amazing freak show, in brackets, freak show phenomenon, Desmond being the infamous 11-year-old drag boy who dances provocatively at gay bars for cash. Dancing Queen takes more of an entry-level approach to in broaching the pro-pedophilia message, which, if viewers accept it, will certainly be followed by much, much worse programming in the future. Such programming has technically already arrived, seeing as how Netflix Big Mouth, in brackets, series depicts underage child sex acts in a positive light, promotes Planned Parenthood, which sells infant baby parts and abortion to children, and even features demonic behemoth-like creatures with demon horns and other attributes that make the true nature of the agenda of the show absolutely clear. In other words, Netflix is attempting to turn evil on its head and make it appear good by promoting a pro-pervert message through cute, in brackets, C-U-T-E, animated programming. Something so disgustingly evil that it is hard to imagine how much lower American society has to fall before things hit rock bottom. So with so many cord offerings on the table, cutting off your Netflix subscription could be the first thing any red-blooded American with any sense, decency, should do. It has never been easier to be part of the problem if you continue to subscribe, or the solution if you cancel today. Okay. But Netflix, another one of the Silicon Valley perverts, no doubt about it. But this other thing that came up during the week were Facebook secret hate agent formula leaked by an insider. And Tyler Durden writing this piece. An internal Facebook document reveals that the social media giant monitors its users' offline behavior as part of how the company determines whether a person should be classified as a hate agent. According to Breitbart's Alam Bakari, who has received the document, titled Hate Agent Policy Review. The document reveals that Facebook employs a series of signals which include a person's behavior both on and off the platform. Once determined to be a hate agent, a person is banned from the platform. This is by the most vicious hate agent in the history since the Nazis, Facebook and Netflix. If you've praised the wrong individual, interview them, or appear at events alongside them, Facebook may categorize you as a hate agent. Facebook may also categorize you as a hate agent if you self-identify with or advocate for a designated hateful ideology. Yeah, like Christianity in their eyes, that would be their idea. If an associate with a designated hate entry, this is their algorithm working, one of the examples cited by Facebook as a hate entry includes the Islam critic Tommy Robinson. Well, Tommy Robinson, they have persecuted him because he told the truth about the Muslim gangs in Rotherham, abusing 1,200 children over 10 or 12 years, which the police did nothing about until they were shamed into taking action, and they put him in jail for that, right? If you have tattoos of hate symbols or hate slogans. I think anybody with tattoos has mental problems. The document cites no examples of these, but the media and anti-racism advocacy groups increasingly label innocuous items like hate symbols, including a cartoon frog or an okay hand sign. Facebook will also categorize you as a hate agent for possessing of hate paraphernalia. Well, they don't list that here, although the document provides for no examples of what falls into that category, according to Breitbart. Facebook may even brand somebody a hate agent for statements made in private but later made public, according to the report. This is worse than the Stasi police and Stalin's Russia. It really is. And they're also monitoring reports on your offline behavior. How are they getting this to decide whether you're a hate agent, like who you were seen with, comments about immigration, your tattoos, if you're neutral about someone, things you say in private, etc. Bakari also notes from his previous reports that Facebook categorized right-wing pundit Paul Joseph Watson, that's an associate of Alex Jones on InfoWars, as hateful in part because he interviewed British activist Tommy Robinson on his YouTube channel. Similarly, prominent conservatives Candace Owens and Bridget Gabrielle are on the list, along with UK politicians Maria Waters, Maria Waters puts out very good stuff, and Carl Benjamin. I'm going to play a piece later on, which is similar to that. In fact, I forgot to include her on the list today. Well, Carl Benjamin, I would find objectionable, and he's an idiot. But Maria Waters has very coherent YouTube blogs about the way this Muslim mayor of London is getting away with murder, pretending he's all sweetness and light, Sadiq Khan. But I'll maybe drag up one of her ex-ones before the end of the program. But anyway, this that's the guts of the story. Facebook's definition of hate agents, right? You're in the crosshairs, folks. If you're not for a liberal, lefty, new age freakery and paedophilia, you're a hate agent. That's about the size of it. Other severe article here. Exactly as Mike Adams predicted, LGBT parents begin physically maiming their own children in botched transgender mutilations. Ooh, this is hard to believe. I'd imagine that's a large part of life in California. Well, not a large part, but if it occurs, it probably occurs in California. But I'll read a piece of this. Fascinating timeline that shows you how the left-wing techno-fascists censor anyone who tells the truth about the rampant child abuse, child mutilations, and child murder now being carried out by LGBT progressive around the world. Last Friday night, left-wing media runs hit pieces on Natural News, highlighting my LGBT progressivism horrors article that predicted LGBT parents would start mutilating their own children and try to make them transgender babies. According to the left-wing media, my predictions were absurd and hateful. Well, it's actually happening. Last Saturday, Facebook deplatformed and deletes the entire Natural News account, wiping out nearly 3 million followers. Tuesday, last, Natural News learns that Facebook now says that Natural News channel was deleted because of the LGBT progressivism horrors article. And even though that article was never posted to Facebook by Natural News, in other words, Natural News was banned because of off-platform behavior, right? Today, well, that now and the technology have your the thought police. if you allow yourself the microchip, you'll know what you're thinking. Today, news breaks that lesbian parents just mutilated their own baby boy. I sent that to John Stafford of the week. Horrendous article. Boy, after attempting at an at-home transgender mutilation procedure, exactly as I predicted less than 1 month ago. And that's actually documented I have that article here in the pile. Just in time for Pride Month, a pair of lesbians from Brazil celebrated their true selves by murdering their 9-year-old son, whom 1 year prior they tried to make transgender by forcibly cutting off a now deceased boy's private parts and carving a makeshift vagina on its place. My God. The horrific event took place less than 1 month after Natural News editor Mike Adams publicly predicted this new wave of LGBT progressive horrors, precisely describing the progressive parents would begin physically maiming their own babies to slice off their gender organs. According to reports, 27-year-old Rosana da Silva Candido, the boy's biological mother, and 28-year-old Kacla Damasento Paseo, her lesbian partner, stabbed 9-year-old Ruan Macon to death on May 31st after a year of evading police and child protection services. And no apology from the left-wing media for falsely smearing Natural News. Sorry, I'm missing the last page of this. But shocking, truly. Beyond description, beyond words, really and truly. And then we have Trump during the week. I'll do this, get rid of this piece now. Trump signs executive order that will end most regulations and oversight of genetically engineered food. I don't have to label it. Just go right ahead, Monsanto, and do what you like, Bayer chemicals. This is shocking, absolutely shocking. I really do, and I'm going to highlight this on this next week's program. Going to see if our friend on the late night program, the Trump phenomenon, James Kelso, is going to deal with this. I would love to see if he's going to deal with it. We'll see. GMO and their related chemical pesticides have long been pushed heavily by establishment Republicans. that's another important reminder that why it's good to never be swept into political party. Rather, evaluate each candidate based on their principles and their actions. Even though Trump is far from establishment Republican, to the frustration of health-conscious Americans, he just signed an executive order that might as well be called the GMO Streamlining Act. Sure. As reported by Associated Press, this executive order directs federal agencies to reduce or eliminate regulations and oversight mechanisms that might help ensure the safety of genetically engineered crops. In other words, President Trump just ordered the federal government to turn America into a massive GMO experiment where anything goes. The move comes as companies are turning to newer genetic engineering techniques that make it easier to tinker with the traits of plants and animals, reports AP, meaning that regulations are being dropped at exactly the moment in history when easy, low-cost genetic modification methods such as CRISPR, C-R-I-S-P-R, are readily emerging. Well, they have GMO crops now that vaccinate you, right? And they also, because of so much geoengineering and chemtrailing and aluminium and strontium in the ground, they have these aluminium-resistant crops. Imagine eating that kind of crap. Whoa, and it's not being labeled on food. Ooh, who wants to buy food in shops in America? Under the new rules, modern day GMO corn and soybean crops would have never been subject to safety testing at all, as AP reports. Not that you can depend on Associated Press. They're rancid sewage. They'll print anything that the Democratic Party wants them to print. They admitted it. And they described one of their own reporters, I read it out about a year ago, described themselves as media whores. Which way do you want this article, right? In addition, the new streamlining would relax regulatory oversight of genetically engineered animals. One of my concerns in all of this, that genetic engineering without limits would enable the launch of animal organ factories, where animals are subjected to extreme cruelty as they grow organs for transplantation to humans. All of the benefits of the organ harvesting transplant industry. This is Mike Adams writing this article directly. And I'll just finish it out now. The move by President Trump signals the second significant betrayal of health-conscious Americans. His first betrayal revolves around vaccines and the issue of medical consent. While Trump expressed skepticism during the 2016 presidential debate about the safety of multiple vaccines administered to infants and children, he flipped during the recent measles scare, urging Americans to get the shot, as Information Libertarian reports. Americans have shown time and again they don't want GMO garbage and they don't want the Monsanto guinea pigs. Well, they'd want to get rid of 80% of American farmers because they've bought into it. Remember how when Trump was running for president, he met Robert F. Kennedy and said he would have him chair the commission to investigate vaccine safety. Just as with his promised executive order on birthright citizenship before the midterms, he promised vaccine safety commissioner a vaccine safety commissioner never materialized. With Trump now seemingly siding with Monsanto Bayer over the near deregulation of genetically engineered foods, his second betrayal of health-conscious consumers will have many people asking, what's coming next? Will Trump promote big farmers' mass drugging of children with psychopathic drugs? What corporate chemical horror will Trump back next? And the subheader says, will anyone in charge stand up to this corporate greed? In fairness, had Hillary Clinton been elected president, there'd be no question she would have aggressively pushed GMO and mandatory vaccinations, all while covering up her own deep-rooted corruption and repeated abuses of government power. Regardless, those of us who care deeply about health, freedom, and clean food must begin to question Trump's authenticity and candidates who promise to challenge the status quo and drain the swamp. He's creating it now. When it comes to science, there is no deeper or swampier swamp than the GMO industry and its long history of fake science, intimidation of journalists and payroll and payoffs to government regulators by signing this executive order. Trump has just poured more putrid swamp juice right into the swamp. And last page of this, Trump has arguably stood against the establishment on many important issues, but if he goes to blindly push GMOs and vaccines while utterly failing to take any decisive action against the coordinated tech censorship of independent media he's going to lose in the election in 2020. Okay, we'll go to this last break of the first hour, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
For the short run to the top of the hour. But I read this article by Mike Adams about shock Trump giving free rein to the GMO industry without regulation. I mean, this is absolutely shocking. It's if Hillary Clinton had taken over the presidency. That's what it sounds like. And he's saying about he's a little chance of getting re-elected in 2020. If there's no candidate that gets people excited about 2020 election, then intelligent people will stay at home and not vote at all, in which case the Democrats win from the sheer numbers of fraudulent, illegal left-wing voters, and America will collapse into San Francisco-like conditions, high taxation, human feces running in the streets, authoritarian police state controls, what you are allowed to think, speak, and watch and share. This is the overt goal of the left-wing fascists who currently run the tech monopolies that dominate online speech. They've already demonstrated they have zero respect for individual liberty, freedom of speech or the rule of law. Why is it so hard for a political leader to support safe food and medical choice? Those of us who, I was going to add in a thing here about, the Labour Party, we had a by-election in Britain here in Peterborough from a black Labour candidate who was caught telling lies about her speeding, lying that she wasn't the person driving the car. Anyway, she's convicted in court, lost, a recall petition came up, and she was removed. And then the Brexit Party was alive and well after the European elections. They ran a massive campaign, and amazingly, Labour won. And it's now usually these postal votes, which are grossly abused, there's 1,500, 2,000 in the constituency. There were 6,000 postal votes. And in the Labour Party, the guy who running the postal vote campaign has just come out of prison, a Muslim guy who was, this is all documented, charged for vote rigging before, right? I don't know what the Brexit Party and Farage were doing. I know it was a really short, sharp campaign. They had only 2 weeks to turn around and do it. But the Brexit Party obviously should have won the vote. Labour swindled about 2,000 or 3,000 postal votes. The margin of win was 683 votes that the Labour Party won by. But they definitely swindled about 3,000 postal votes. And they've been liberalising the voting thing here, where if you live on a park bench, you can have a vote, right? So let's finish out this article. Why is it so hard for political leaders to support safe food? Those of us who care deeply about health freedom and food transparency do not make unreasonable demands. We simply want vaccines to be a choice, not a gunpoint mandate, and we want safety oversight on genetically engineered foods and pesticides, along with honest food labelling. As a counter-argument to all of this, by the way, it's if genetically engineered food could be planted by anyone without any real government regulation, then Monsanto Bayer might stand to lose its dominant market position due to new market entry by small organizations. Effectively, reducing regulations could drastically reduce barriers to entry in the GMO industry, allowing smaller, lesser-funded companies to introduce. We'll have monopoly and immunity from prosecution on the vaccine side. It is a cesspit which now Trump is contributing to. Okay, we'll go to this break and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting.